MiaAnstein.com. She's the owner of Mac Outdoors LLC. Mia, welcome into the program.
Good morning. How are you, Mark?
I think everybody wants to be you. Can I just tell you that? Because I just realized you live on a ranch in Colorado.
I do.
I'm so jealous.
Yeah, so I'm a little behind the time on you. It's an hour earlier, but I've actually been up for hours because we have to feed animals and do all that fun stuff in the morning.
Wow. So this is a working ranch. Do you lead hunts, or what do you do out there?
So, yeah, actually, we have a ranch, and we have about 20 horses and mules that we use for hunting trips, and we do youth hunts and trail rides and special needs and veterans stuff with the horses. So we have those, and then we also have what we call the funny farm. We've got goats, ducks, geese, and we have an emu and a bunch of fun animals for kids and guests to kind of see. They just put a smile on everybody's face.
That is awesome. And for people who don't know, Mia has been featured on the cover of Field and Stream magazine. That's pretty cool.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that was such an honor. And it really, I mean, it's been 2 years now, but it's still a little bit surreal because it's kind of interesting to be a 5'2", dark-haired, dark-skinned girl and be on the cover of a magazine, fully clothed in camo, and luckily I got to carry a gun.
And now, come on, be honest with us. You've got that mounted on the wall somewhere, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. That's okay.
Gave it to me for my birthday, and so, yeah, it's on the wall. I guess so. I'll have to believe it because it's there every day.
You know, I started this segment because I thought every week there are stories that catch my attention where our Second Amendment rights are challenged, or there's some story about somebody trying to do something really ridiculous when it comes to a misunderstanding of guns and that sort of thing. The headline that caught my attention this week is whenever I've seen companies that have made really bad marketing decisions, like, you know, Delta or some of the other companies, when it comes to the NRA, Dick's Sporting Goods jumps out in the front of those. And I've always suggested that they misunderstand the people who are their customers, and already Dick's in its decision to destroy a bunch of guns that it didn't want to sell has drawn the ire of its customers. I mean, they're hurting financially.
Yeah, and rightfully so. They really should be, because it's not correct to single out one gun. I mean, the guns that they chose are the ones that people deem scary, but a lot of those are single shots that just have a pistol grip, and they're really not. A lot of the general public thinks those are all full auto, and it's really their choice to be uneducated and not know that those are not bad guns. They just, the media has demonized them. So it really was a bad move on Dick's part, in my opinion.
Well, yeah, I think so. Plus, you know, they actually stopped selling AR-style rifles a while back. But and what you find out is, I've got a Dick's down the street from my house there, and where I live here in Missouri. I don't think they've sold firearms in a long time, or if they did, they were only shotguns or something like that. It was through their Field and Stream stores where they started restricting this. And then they let a picture get out of all of these guns that they had that they're just gonna destroy. They're not even gonna like sell them back to the company so they can be resold. And what that speaks to is the attitude they have toward hunting rights and Second Amendment rights in this country. And that is a bad PR move, as you and I both know.
Yeah, and it really, as I said, they're kind of trying to demonize one gun, but ultimately, there are hunting shotguns that we use. It's turkey season right now. We have turkey hunters that we guide. And the semi-automatic shotguns for turkey hunting would be included in a lot of the wording of laws and such that eliminate those kind of guns. And that's where people need to be educated, and they need to learn the difference in guns and not blame the gun for what bad people do.
Yeah, that's very true. You know, since before the election, I've been playing this soundbite from Hillary Clinton.
Here again, the Supreme Court is wrong on the Second Amendment. And I am going to make that case every chance I get. So I will need your help on that.
I wake up every day, Mia, and I celebrate the fact that we don't have to say Madam President, and that's one reason, because we've got Supreme Court justices who are going to support and defend the Second Amendment. But you've got people like this Congressman Swalwell from out in California, who was quoted last week as advocating for a legislative ban on semi-automatic firearms, with an understanding that they're going to go after resistors or people who refuse to relinquish. I mean, what he's talking about here is ultimately confiscation of guns.
Yes. Yep, that's 100% what they're talking about. And the people who don't think that's what they're talking about, they're being naive, because that is what they're talking about. And it's just being chipped away little by little by little. And that's why in anybody who owns firearms, or even if you don't own them, you have to protect the Constitution, because that's going to be chipped away as well. I mean, we have to stand firm in what the forefathers set forth. I mean, they did so because of the tyranny they experienced.
Well, we appreciate your efforts, and we appreciate you being out front on this. And I know that you are a contributing writer for a number of publications, right?
Yes, I am. I'm a freelance writer, but I'm actually a staff writer for Beretta USA. I've written for NRA and several of their publications, and most of what I do is to educate and to inform people. I also want to inspire people. You know, don't be afraid of an object. Go and learn. I'm sure the first time you drove a car, you might have been afraid, but you don't have to be. Once you learn how to operate it, you find out that it's okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that's most of my writing is really to inspire that sort of self-awareness. Whether you own firearms or not, you need to know what they are, how they operate, how to be safe around them, as well as parents. They need to teach their children, because you never know what your child's doing at someone else's house, what their friends are bringing over in their backpacks. Really have to. The NRA Eddie Eagle program is a great program to help teach kids. It's not teaching them how to use a gun. It's teaching them how to be safe.
Yes.
Come across a gun.
Yeah, it's a great point. Yeah. I remember a few years ago when the liberals were trying to get that program canceled because they tried to accuse the NRA of using a cartoon to suck children in. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Have you ever looked at it? I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, see, and that's the thing, is they need to experience the program instead of being so one-sided. And really, these people, they're considering themselves so educated. And it's like, if you're educated, you have to actually look at the material you're condemning. You know,
very true.
It's not bad material. It's very good material. No gun owner wants anybody to be harmed ever. I mean, we definitely do not want that. And so to say that all gun owners are bad is really just a terrible statement to make, because there's a lot of good people out there that own firearms.
Amen. Mia Anstein, thank you so much. MiaAnstein.com is the website where you can find out more about her and that beautiful ranch where she lives and the funny farm and all that good stuff out in Colorado. Mia, it's been great. Thank you for your time.